Let's learn. I want to thank the Chevrot Meridian for sponsoring this year, and also this anonymous sponsor, Shabbia Schusser, for Shlema. For Esther Tova Bas Devora, Shisha Fushna, Soshai Fali Yisrael. We're on page Shin Gimel. Right. Page Gimel in the other edition. Very interesting, Perek. You won't find such a name for Perek in any other Sefer except the rest of the Svar. The name of the Perek is Anachem. Aleph Nun Ches Hey. There's an English word that they use, but it doesn't capture what an anacha is. In English, they might say to sigh, but that's not an anacha. A yid doesn't sigh. He krechses. And even in the world of krechsing, there are different words for in Yiddish also for different types of krechsing. I heard that from one of my rebbeim, who's a big tzaddik. I heard that he once explained, I don't remember the other Yiddish word, something with a zayin. I don't remember, but it's more of it means thousands of years of galus. You understand? It doesn't mean like a sigh that somebody that's not Jewish sighs. It means a Yiddish krechs is something else. So we're going to talk about what that means. Anoche in Avodas Hashem, and it's an important part of his abodes. Anoche. The parasha of galus Mitzrayim. Now this goes back to the Torah. Everybody knows that in the parish of Galus Mitzrayim, Onu Meitzim Kamal Lashonis Behem Mishnameshes Atar Bechdei Latayus Hayisurim VeHagolus On the Rosh of Mitzrayim. We know that at the beginning of Sefer Shmais, the Torah uses a number of Lashonis, a number of words to describe the suffering and the misery of that Galus, and what we were going through, and how we clearly were lacking the words to express the pain of what we were experiencing, because the Torah doesn't tell us that we were davening. It uses other words. From the avoda, from the slavery, vayizaku, and they cried out. Batal shavasam elalakim min ha'avayda, and their screaming ascended, reached Hashem from all that they were experiencing in slavery. Makosa b'zara kodesh. So the Zohar Kodesh says over there. We've spoken about this many, many times over the years. You all know that one of the effects that Golus Mitzrayim had over us is that we lost our ability to communicate, to speak. That doesn't mean that people weren't saying, "How you doing? Good morning." You know, pass the beer or whatever it was. They were talking, but they get the Indian. They were able to communicate the emes. Still a problem that we have with Golus of the year, better than it was. But you're not able to communicate what you're feeling, what you're really thinking. It's a Golus Adibur. With Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't even talk. Moshe Rabbeinu is all of Klai Yisrael, so he couldn't talk. He had a terrible speech impediment. And it says, "Vlei Shomuel Moshe." One of the outcomes of that Golus Adibur is that people couldn't listen. How do you listen to Moshe Rabbeinu? It's hard to listen to. Vlei Shomuel Moshe, but it's obvious. It doesn't mean just not to hear him talking. It means that even if you understood what he was saying, you couldn't connect to what he was saying. You couldn't connect. You have people that could be married for 50 years, and there's a Golus Adibur. It doesn't mean they don't say good morning, pass the coffee, how the kids. Everybody's talking, but not to the mzach. Not getting to the inyan. And therefore, this one's not saying what's really on his mind. And she's not hearing really what he's thinking, what he's feeling. So, Golus Adibur. So, the Zohar Kodesh says, Mitzrayim HaYadibur B'Golus. Ubiya Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman explains in Nunvav, Shemikaven Shahad Dibur, who his Galus Adas. What is Dibur? Dibur, speaking, is his Galus Adas. Speaking is the time then I have an opportunity to reveal to somebody else what's on my mind. That's what speaking is about. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to talk. Speaking is about is galus hadas, about taking the oisius of machshava, the letters that are in my head, the thoughts, the words that I have in my head, and to speak the Torah. Shemikem shadibur is galus hadas, u'mitzrayim hadas ha'isav galus. Now that's the deeper problem, that das was in galus. We weren't able to formulate a clear way of thinking. We were in a lot of pain. When a person's in a lot of pain and he's going through some terrible tragedy or some miserable time in his life or her life, you can't really gather your thoughts in a coherent way. So the incoherence of speech was a symptom of a bigger problem, which was our das wasn't galus. Moshe is the kach of das. So he's the one to take us out of that matzah that Hashem said. But, and that's why when you read over the parashiyos of the Aaron, the whole gula is v'yedu, 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 over and over again. Laman das, v'yedu, das. Because doesn't mean that we weren't smart or we weren't intelligent, but we weren't putting things together. We weren't putting things together in a clear way, in a coherent way. So, Mimela's lachain hayadibah begalus. So when someone's thoughts are unclear, so the Mimela, the Dibra, is not going to be clear. I had a Rebbe in high school. So, you know, he would ask the Bacha to something from the Gemara, and the guy would say, I know what it is, I just can't explain it. So Rebbe would say to him, yeah, the certain way of saying it, but the way he said it is that, no, if you can't say it, it means you don't understand it. You can't explain it, it means it's not clear. Don't tell me that you understand it. I understand it, Rebbe, I just can't, you know. And you don't understand it, and that's okay. He didn't say it's okay. He was, I'm just making it more up to date. But he didn't say it was okay. I think Dom said, get out of here. But if your thoughts are incoherent, then of course the Dibur is going to come out in a strange way. Doesn't mean that we weren't talking in Mitzrayim. People were talking. We weren't able to open up our hearts and to speak to Hashem in a real way, and to each other. We couldn't really express ourselves, and we couldn't daven. Therefore, the Inyan of Galus was vayizaku, vayanchu, vayitzaku, screaming, crexing, calling, but no one's daven. All the Svarim bring down, the Musa Svarim, all the Svarim bring down that, like you see the beginning of Avakama, Mava, in Ba'ayim, Tevayim, the Gemara learns out that the davening, to ask, Mava, like Ba'ayim, the Gemara, Beis Ayin Yud Aleph, Ba'ayim, Ibayim, or with an Aleph, Beis Ayin Yud Aleph, it means to ask for something, right? Boinami. It means to need, to ask. So a human being is by definition a mava, which means he's a speaking being that was created to use the speech primarily for the davening, the most exalted use of speech is Torah and Tefillah, is learning and davening. The easiest of the Aleph Beis for learning and davening. All other conversations are in a much lower madrega, Torah and Tefillah. Speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really with Torah, it's more listening to Hashem and understanding what he's saying and talking in that learning. But with davening, it's our talking to him. Like there's a Yishchabri and a Yishbar in order to connect him. And they should share a Shadibu who may have Ruach Memala, Shanosan by Hashem, Shianish Meshchaim Shabbat, because man's ability to speak comes from creation, when Hashem created a man, he said, V'yipach b'apa b'nishmas chai, a living soul. U'kshemadabra al Hashem, u'kshemispal elav, hadibra yoytse mehan nefesh choyzev nizdabik b'shosho, Hashem is broken. Rabbi Nachman explains that v'yipach b'apa b'nishmas chai, the soul of man, it says, Targum translates as a ruach memalala, ruach memalala, nishmas chai is ruach, a speaking being, which means that when a person is davening in a sincere way, he's drawing, those words are coming from the neshama. The ikke nishmas chai of a person, the koach hadibur is tefillah, the nishmas chai, to be able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch, to draw words from the neshama. But the words that come out from the nefesh return and are connected to the shorash where they came from. What's the shorash of our words, of our neshama, of our soul? Hashem is Baruch. So when the words come from the neshama, they reach the neshama, meaning that they reach the nishmas kol chai, which is Hashem is Baruch. That's what davening is. It's perfected state. Words that come from the neshama and are received by the neshama ourselves, but by the nishmas kol chai, by Hashem is Baruch, who's the source, the makar of the neshama. For Mitzrayim, nitol mitvana koach hadibur, hatfilah. This was the problem in Mitzrayim. That's why Paro, you all know, is ha'orev, and Perah is Paro, Perah. We couldn't speak. Atfila couldn't have it. Well, there was lots of talking, and I'm sure they had chat groups and TikToks and whatever they had in ancient Egypt, the equivalent of all, you know, these things they had in ancient Egypt, and the people were talking, but they weren't davening, because davening is something else. Davening is the nishmas chayim, the nishmas chayim. Oisius of the neshama, something else. And that we weren't able to do, because Das was in Golas. Of Bnei Yisrael, Onu al Hashem ba'ifanim achayrim, sh'nizku parash Hashem. So, but still, Jews can't let go of Hashem. So we found other ways. We couldn't express in words tefillah. So we searched for other ways. Like a person who's in some, God forbid, some unbelievable pain, he can't express, he can't say anything, but he could scream. So we found other ways. This is how the Zohar explains it. So this anoch is krechtzik. And vayizaku and screaming. Matal shavas, shavas will also lost of screaming. El lakim and havoidim. Ibn Maimchem has a sefer, Tefillah, where there he talks about what each one of these lashonos means, as far as davening is concerned. The whole sefer is these lashonos, the 10 lashonos of tefillah, and the Be'er Mamchem talks about in Tefillah the meaning, the difference between each of these lashonos of zaka, shava, tzaka, tefillah. In Tanakh you have 10 lashonos of tefillah, eschan, chanina, right? All these lashonos. There are differences between each of these lashonos of tefillah. But we couldn't speak. Hashem heard I was screaming. Hashem knew our pain. Another one of the Lashonos, also screaming, crying out that. Then the difference is, I'll go into that now. Next page over here. So we see at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, which is describing the Golus that we were in, we see five Lashonos: Anocha, Zda'aka, Shava, Tza'aka, and Na'aka. Lamdeinu, this teaches us. Shagam im ha'odam nimsa b'shefel noyer. That even when a person is in the lowest place, he's in such a bad place that he can't open up his mouth to dav. Sarchu lasses as mashav yichaltus lasses. He's still trying to do what he's able to do. Try to do something. Try to communicate somehow to Hashem. Whatever it is that you're feeling, that pain, that joy, sometimes it's simcha, but you can't express it. So don't give up. We'll help the person. Bring him a guru. Ukashem shabagolus aguf efshali gualagdeanocha zaaka shabbat zaaka anocha. The same way that ultimately we were redeemed from Mitzrayim because we did scream and yell and cry out and krechst, and Hashem said, okay, I'm listening. And we were able to leave Mitzrayim. Kachu b'golus ha-nefesh. So too it is when the golus ha-nefesh, when we're physically in New York or Toronto or London or Yerushalayim Lavdil or any place in the world, but you're still in a golus ha-nefesh, but your nefesh isn't golus. You're physically in golus, and golus ha-nefesh could be even when you're sitting, of course, you're sitting by the kotel, but your nefesh isn't golus. So sometimes when we were in Mitzrayim, we were physically in golus, and we left with tzaka, noch, and zaka, and so on. And then there are times that you could be physically in Eretz Yisrael, but you're still in a state of golus ha-nefesh. You're in Yerushalayim, but you're in a matzav of golus ha-nefesh. And that's called hanikras gam golus Mitzrayim. So sometimes physically we're in golus, like we are now here. But sometimes you could be in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, and you're in Mitzrayim. Sharei kol ha-golius mechunin al shem Mitzrayim. Hashem Shehem Mitzayrim or Mitzirim Li Yisrael. The Medrash says that all Golias, all exiles are named, besides its Golas Bavel and Golas Yavan, every Golas is called also Golas Mitzrayim. First of all, because Golas Mitzrayim is the Sherish, is the root of all Golias, of all exile. And also, because Mitzrayim is the Lashon of those who cause us anguish and pain. To be Meitzar, at Sirim. Al Shem Mitzrayim, Al Shem Shem Mitzirim, or Mitzirim Li Yisrael. Whatever golus that person's in, whether it's physical golus, like in Egypt, or some other place, or that he's in some sort of a spiritual or emotional golus, it's still called Mitzrayim. The golus ha-nefesh hi ikra golus. And not only that, but the ikra golus is the golus ha-nefesh. We've spoken about that many, many times. The Sfarim say that a person can be, of course, spoke about it, all the tzaddikim speak about this, that a person can be in some dungeon in chains in a jail, and he's that's him, he's free. He's not in golus. You have another person that's running around, he's got all the freedom that he wants, but he's in a terrible golus. Because golus hanefesh is the deepest golus. That's the hardest one to get out of, is golus ha-nefesh. Uba be'ike tluya ha-gula k'mesha kosov. It's a famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Karvel nafshi gola, like we say in L'chadoidi. So we ask Hashem, it comes to we're Makabal Shabbos, and we're saying, karvel nafshi gola. That should be zeicha to have a geulas ha-nefesh. The whole week my nefesh was in galus. And karval nafshi gaol by the chadai, we ask Hashem, karval nafshi gaol. Rabbeinu B'chaya, the perusha al apostle kosov, shukevin shenenchu, v'zoku el Hashem is kabla tfilosa. So Rabbeinu B'chaya says that we would still be in Mitzrayim, or we'd be totally gone, God forbid, had we not crashed and cried out. And Hashem was mekabel our anachas and our zarkas. Hashem was mekabel them like tefillas. Fisha ain't tefillas shleima k'may tefillah bo mitov tzar v'tzar. Because the most powerful tefillas are the ones that come, even if they're wordless, but they come from a person being in that state of tzar and sorrow, being min ha-meitzar. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah we build the shofar, because that's the deepest tefillah of all. And I made Sakarasika. It's the deepest tefillah that words. Like the Tanya writes in all the Torahs, the Jewish one of Rosh Hashanah, the Mamakim, the 10 Mamakim of the Tanya explains, the 10 levels of the soul, depths, Madregas, whatever, and the Mamakim is. So the words, Shamal Shmei Mamakim, Krasicha Hashem, but higher than Krasicha Hashem, calling out and davening, is the Shaykh, which is without words. Since a real krechs comes from the heart, it's considered a tefillah. Sheikar b'leiv. I remember somebody telling this to me. Now I remember that. I can't remember the Yiddish word. I'm sure somebody out there will know the Yiddish word. With a zayin, but I remember that now when I heard it that there was a bocha that was this was a story that I heard took place in Torah Vadas many years ago, and there was a bocha that was on top of the stairs, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, was walking up the steps. He was already an old man, and the bocha went to walk with him up the steps, whatever. When they got to the top of the steps, Rabbi Yaakov gave a krechs. So the bacha said, "Oh, Rabbi, I'm such a krechs." You know, the bacha said something like that, and Rabbi Yaakov corrected him. He said, "No, that's not a krechs. It's a, I don't remember, the zayin something, zifs. I don't know what the word, something like that." And the bacha said, "What's the difference with that krechs?" So Rabbi Yaakov said, "A krech." He said. There's one of them, as if the other one could be just on Gashmi. In other words, if you're tired. So you know, oi. It's like, oi. But that's not what I was doing. I was giving it was a ruchnistik thing that was saying, oh, Yankiv was showing an alter yid, an old man. What's going to be with you? It said, like, that wasn't just because, that wasn't like being tired. That was like something else. Something else. You looked it up? That's what it said? So it translates in English also as a sign. Yeah, but Rabbi Yaakov said there's a krechs and there's a zitz. That's how you say it? Zayin, yud, whatever. So those two, I remember it was a zayin. So these are the two lishainas, of, in English they translate as sign. Rabbi Yaakov was saying one's a gashmistik and one's more veruchti. One comes from a deeper place than the other one. That's, I remember the story. Comes from a place from the heart. The thing knows Yiddish, the phone. Your phone knows Yiddish.
Google does.
I know my wife does with the Spanish girl. I know it has Yiddish also, I guess. Okay. Because I used to call my father's girl when there was certain Yiddish words I didn't know, I read, I'd always call my father. So I call my friend, my Zucker. When I need some Yiddish that I can't figure out, he knows Yiddish very good, so he always gives me the Yiddish. But now, if I could ask my wife to Google it, I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, no, I'll still call Meister. He enjoys when I ask him. He always says something like, "What's the Balshiva? What's the matter with you? You don't know what that means? You're Balshiva or something? You don't know Yiddish properly? It's wrong." Yeah. So he says, "But Maimer is a nasik begodol milus anoch of the kedusha." In this Maimer, we're going to talk about the greatness of an anoch of kedusha, a heiliga anoch. But oisig rabbeinu bekamakam, because we see that Rabbi Nachman makes a big, there's a big inyan in by Rabbi Nachman. It's not a small thing. The Pesach the Reino Navi is divrei rabbeinu lechesh shesloni befanim sheani yochel of tarches piv l'dabel Hashem esbarach. So one of the chevah came to Rabbi Nachman complaining that he can't daven. He's not. I mean, I'm sure he said the word, but he's complaining that he's not really able to daven. He's davening. He's not going. He says, "Bored of this, but he's not going." Move over Bechayim Maharan. So it says the following: One of the chassidim was complaining to Rabbi Nachman. That after he would eat and he would be lying down after he ate, he's a good guy. He would have something to eat and he would lie down. And he said he wanted to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was resting a little bit and he wanted to say some words of his abodah, to say some words to Hashem, that Hashem should be makar of him, lavadosa, and so on. Maybe he ate too much. I don't know. He couldn't open his mouth. And Yochel Liftoch, Pif Klau, couldn't open his mouth at all. Hey, Shivla, Rabbi Nizachar Larocha, Rabbi Nachman said to him, Kain, Sheikh Ben Atzman, Begoinchen Genicha Aha Genicha. In other words, if so, then Krechs, Genicha means also Krechs, and Krechs Nachamal. Genicha, like an animal is Genicha, means like. Make sounds. Genicha acha genicha. Don't just lie there and go to sleep. Do his bar this, but this bar this is not with words, but do this bar this with making sounds. Practicing. The Torah of Beis, Seif Hei, Kosov, Shaydesh Odomis Anech Albanaisov, there Rabbi Nachman teaches that when a person crashes over his aveyus, Umishaber es Azus Haguf Vitavais, it's a very deep Torah over there. That when a person krechses over his averus, he's able to break the chutzpah of the body, the azas haguf. The guf is a mechutzav. Because by nature, the guf is a mechutzav, because it makes itself to be like the baldov. You know, the guf, the body makes itself to be kilo on the person. Like the exchange children of Nachmistar, right? The Ben Malach, the Ben Ashivcha, I'm the real Ben Malach. Why not? So the guf is an imposter. The guf makes itself to be very, very chashuv, and has tremendous hazas upon him. The guf is chut, is a mechutzav. It's chutzvadi. A chutzva means, and it's hard to explain exactly, but everybody knows chutzva means that you're making yourself, you're going someplace, you're doing something that's not really where you belong. It's not who you are. It's a mechutzav. So you have a lot of chutzva to do that. So the guf is a big hazas upon him. It's a big. Of the goof, the body is a big mechutz. It's the biggest mechutz. So, what could be a bigger chutzpah than that? Than to make believe he's the Ben Melech, the kilu. That's the person. The goof is the person. Some boss of Adam. It makes itself to be like so chashuv. So chutzpah. Rabbi Nachman talks about azaz haguf, and then nobody else uses lashon. Rabbi Nachman's way of looking at everything is different. So he says that an anocha krechs. He says, in a certain way, words are very edle, delicate, and gentle. And even if you say them out loud or scream them, sof kol sof, that's good. But sof kol sof, they have a certain sif, they have an end, because whatever those letters are, that's the end. So whatever those words are, they end. But an anoche. Krechs that comes from deeper, the whole, that's why breathing is such a big inyan, which is chaval, because that's something that comes from us, the whole art of breathing as a way of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the East picked up on that a lot, but a very big part of meditation, everybody knows, is breathing. Not stam, but a krechs is something which, in certain ways, is able to break the azaz haguf. That's what Rabbi Nachman said. It's able to fight against the body in a certain way that the edelkeit of words can't quite get to. A krechs, scream, a krechs, is able to tzaka, nacha, zaka, naaka, all these, able to do something to break the grip of the guf. Because I'm going to fight you on your terms. The goof, if you ever had, like, sometimes it could happen in life, that I remember I was once with a friend in sixth grade, and there were two big scary guys that were coming up to us not to ask for a halva, but to take our money. And this is in Jamaica, Queens. And these two guys, you know, coming, and it was just us. A little bit like the Superman story that I was telling them, except it didn't have a good ending because they took our money. But so I tried to talk to the guys. I was trying to reason with them. So I said something like, look, fellas, because anyway, they can't hear nice deep room like that. You know, you have to say strong. And I said, look, fellas, this is the only money we have. Just, you know, we need this money to get home. And the guy looked at me like, just hand it over, like hand it over. What are you talking about? I don't want to imitate because it's not so nice how it went. I mean, you know, what are we supposed to do? So after we were happy they didn't beat us up. So after they left, so my friend says to me, what are you trying to give this guy a whole drasha? Just hand over the money. You're lucky he was going to kill us. And he's about to have a whole schmooze with him. So I said, I thought maybe I could, you know, I could reason with him, you know. It's a different world, that world. It's not a world of diburim, you understand. There are certain, when you're having an argument with a Jew, you can have, you're in the world of diburim. But when you're having sometimes in another place with other kind of people, it's not a world of diburim. No, I my mother always made me keep something in my shoe. Yeah, I always kept a dollar in each shoe, and those. And that's what my mother told me I should do when I did it, and it actually came in handy. I used to do that, in case she said, in case I lose it. So I always had my, except on Shabbos it was mechaya, and I had to have money in my shoes on Shabbos. Yeah, a dollar won't work anymore to get around you, to get an Uber or something. So the goof is in Aspan. The goof has Aspan. And you have to break that. And you need, there's a way to talk to the goof that the goof understands very well. Doesn't understand a nice conversation. The goof understands a certain lashon of the goof. Talk in the language of the goof. Anocha sheveres gufa shel adam. And there's a certain koch that anocha has, a krechs, a deep krechs, sheveres gufa shel adam. That it breaks the gufa shel adam. Geshem shado v'nasa begashmius, kachu nasa beruchmius. Now, when a person gives a deep krechs, so then breathing in the right way brings a tremendous relaxation. Whenever you're working out or anything with meditation, the breathing, that's how you're able to let the body stop bothering you so much. You're able to breathe. So that's in Ruchnius too, not just in Gashmius. It's in Ruchnius. The Torah Kuftas, Hosef Rabbeinu, there Rabbi Nachman adds, "Shatov l'Yisragel l'Hitzaneach al Ma'isev Haroyim." It's good to be in the habit of krechtsing over your aveiros, or bad things that you do. Don't just do something and walk away. If unfortunately you lost to the Yetzar, and the Yetzar got the better of you, then don't just. Cracks. Again, it's not an excuse to do any God forbidden affair, but don't cracks over your affairs. Breathe deeply. Not to relax, but to reach into that place inside of you that can break the asmus of the goof. And it's an expression, he says over there, and you could fill yourself with the oxygen of longing, with the longing, with that mishtoike goes in kisufim. Kibenoisav lakach shebekoyach anocha lishboros azus haguf etavoyso. The same way, in addition to the fact that an anocha has the ability to break the chutzpah of the guf, and the taivus of the guf is such a bal taivna, even if you take a deep breath. person has a taiva, and not to give into it right away, but to take, even if a person just stops, it could break the azus of the goof. Yesh bekoichel in atekes ha'odam ha'koshel ha'chevel shel ha'tumma. An anocha has the ability to cut, to break that rope that is holding you connected to this impurity. And to tie the person up, to tie the person up to chevel shel ha'kedusha, to the rope of kedusha, is an important note. I hope it's in the other edition also. You have a note on the bottom that says B'chaim Maharan. No? It's interesting. He brings here B'chaim Maharan, it's brought down in B'chaim Maharan, Shatoiv Shayomer Odom B'shas Hezboidavus, because it's a little bit lowly in Yan of the sentence, but it still is important. Shatoiv Shayomer Odom B'shas Hezboidavus, K'shem Hezboidate Ben Levein Kainai. It's good that when you go for Hezboidavus and you start this bardus, to begin with saying, Hayom animaska l'dabik b'cha. Today, I want to connect myself. I want to be attached to you. Yasoch b'chol pam haschala, and to always start with such a mahalach of saying, Hayom, today I want, I know I whatever was, but today I want to start. Today I want to. You call am shachas holchan achra haschalas, because the hemsach of something always follows the haschala, the beginning. So it's important that a person should always have new haschalas. Don't. I don't know exactly why he brought this note down here, okay, but it's still very important. That don't. We shouldn't look at our davening, or our hisbordus, or regular davening. We should look at it as a hemshech of my davening that I did my whole life until now. And that's where Rav Nachman said it's even good to say hayom. Now I'm starting to daven. Now I'm starting to talk to you. Now, there's that. I'm beginning, and my rutzen today, with this davening, is to list davening, is to be attached to you. It should be a scholar, not a hemshah. Okay, back inside. B'siyum ha-tayra, moisif Reb Nosson, and says, Yeshoma me'achaveirim. At the end of the Torah, Reb Nosson is what he heard from some chaveirim. That some of the chevra apparently heard this from Rabbi Nachman also, that krechsing is more effective than fasting and other sigufim, this physically depriving yourself. Because fasting is a way of breaking the guf. Fasting is a very powerful way. In other words, the guf is a mechutz, so it does whatever it wants. Fasting is a way of saying to the guf, I'm not doing what you want. The most basic need of the guf is to eat. I'm not giving into that. So a fast is a very powerful weapon against the chutzpah of the body, fasting. So the chaveim told Rabbi Nosson that they heard also that a cry, a scream, is even stronger than fasting. Because fasting is just to break the guf, and the tibus of the guf, that's fasting. Bilo anocha, but a krechs, milvad master shaveris is azot haguf, not only does it break the azot haguf, but b'koicha lahachlif as nefesh adam meirala taiv. It can completely take the person to a different level of taiv. So it's the inyan of a fast is that it'll somehow influence the body to leave you alone, or to have less of a hold over you. But an anocha has the ability to bring a person who's round to a place of taif, because it's to elevate a person to higher madrigals, not just to push away the bad stuff of the guf. Taif. Anhaga zu kshura b'yosel ha'atzas es barda shehi habriach hatichan shebuchol ha'atzaysav sharabeinu. This inyan of anocha is very much a part of what Rabbi Nachman and the Chassidim consider to be the Briach HaTicha, which means the centerpiece of all of his teachings, which is the avoid of Tfila, the avoid of his burdens. I mean, Rabbi Nachman's Torahs cover everything. But the Iker inyan, which Rabbi Nachman himself said that he came to the world, was Tfila. as Bailus. Kamuva Bechai Maran, Shrabbeinu Shalas Echad Me'anosav, Imhu Rogil Lignarch Lutanech, Bechas as Bailus. Put down. You have to mute the sound, one of the chavis has to. He's brought down. He asked one of his chassidim, are you in the habit of krechsing by his brothers? V'shal oivzai imhu mitzaneach ba'amik alev. Are you krechsing from the depths of your heart? On the formula of Rabbeinu Zal, k'shani oivzai g'nicha v'anocha azai im t'ani oivzai yodi ala shulchan az b'shas anocha azai yivshir li'achakach laharim melit olas yodai yodi me'a ala shulchan v'zachri l'hamtin ezer shah ad shukha ezer b'kaych. Rabbi Nachman said that when he was asking him, do you krechs from a deep place? So Ibn Nachman said that when I krechs, a real krechs, when I give that kind of a krechs, it breaks my goof to such a degree, it's so powerful that I have to hold on to the table for some time so I can come back to myself, like till I can move. I get that kind. It's such an emptying out. It comes from such a place, that I need to regain my physical composure. Akedekach. So that's what he was asking the chassid. Is it coming from such a place? I don't have to go the other way if you go over there. So it's, we'll finish the parak next week.